In this bulletin, pressure builds on the federal government to do more to help Australians stranded in India. Western Australia to close 3 high-risk quarantine hotels and reduce its return traveller intake. And in sport, Tokyo-bound Australian Olympians dismiss suggestions they're jumping the queue in the vaccine rollout. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Amnesty International and the AMA have called on the federal government to better assist India and urgently return stranded Australians. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has indicated that flights from India to Australia are likely to resume within weeks, and many of those passengers will be sent to the Howard Springs facility near Darwin. Home Affairs Minister Karen Andrews has vowed that the government will do all it can once flights can restart.
It is devastating. What I would say to Australians in India is that as soon as it is possible for us to look at supporting them to return to Australia, we will do so, focusing on the most vulnerable.
India has recorded 360,000 new COVID-19 cases and just over 3,000 deaths in the last 24 hours. President of Turbans for Australia, Amar Singh, has told SBS the government is obligated to prioritise the safe return of Australians in India.
Look, I know we need to keep Australia safe, but then we have a duty of care towards other people as well who call Australia home. And these people may not have a rubber stamp on their passport, but yet they're here. They're here on valid visas or they have valid reasons to be here. We should be more compassionate with them.
Western Australia is closing 3 high-risk quarantine hotels and reducing its return traveller intake after a COVID-19 breach prompted a snap lockdown. The Mercure, Sheraton Four Points and Novotel Langley will stop taking guests next month. It comes as Premier Mark McGowan announced the opening of mass vaccination hub at the Claremont Showgrounds. It's now open for people over 70 and on the 3rd of May will open for people over 50. Mr McGowan confirmed he is set to get the AstraZeneca vaccine on Monday when he becomes eligible. Health Minister Roger Cook launched a state campaign called Roll Up WA to restore confidence in the rollout.
Roll up your sleeve for WA. Roll up for WA. This is an important and exciting next step in our experience of the pandemic. So we want everyone to take the opportunity to really now step up and roll up for WA. This is a great opportunity to protect yourself and protect your family and friends, making sure that you take the steps, the responsible step, to get yourself vaccinated. This new campaign will raise the level of awareness and drive more traffic.
Richard Pusey has been jailed for 10 months for his involvement in the Melbourne freeway tragedy that resulted in the deaths of 4 police officers in April last year. The 42-year-old had been pulled over for driving his Porsche at 149 kilometres per hour along the Eastern Freeway when a truck crashed in the emergency lane. Senior Constables Lynette Taylor and Kevin King and Constables Glenn Humphreys and Josh Prestney died at the scene. Pusey didn't help but instead filmed the dying police officers. Having already served 296 days, his sentence will be completed over the coming days. Outside the court, relatives of the police officers and former colleagues addressed the media.
It is a sad reflection of this court finding that in this sentence is totally inappropriate of this offending. I find it to be outraging public decency that a more appropriate sentence was not imposed by this court.
Each and every one of us will face our mortality one day. When his day comes, I hope that he faces the same coldness and the same callousness with which he provided my members when they faced theirs.
In sport, Australia's Olympians have requested special exemptions while quarantining after the Tokyo Games, but they deny their queue jumping for coronavirus vaccine jabs. The Australian Olympic Committee will start vaccinating around 1,200 athletes against COVID-19 next week using a private contractor to avoid burdening the public health system. Sports Minister Richard Colbeck has dismissed concerns about athletes jumping the queue. Some vulnerable Australians and frontline healthcare workers are still waiting for vaccinations, while sports people are set to receive a jab ahead of them. Australian Olympic Committee CEO Matt Carroll defended the athletes being given priority.
People over the age of 50 aren't going to get the Pfizer jab. So that's not going to have any impact on the elderly or the vulnerable in those age groups. The Australian Olympic team, the Paralympic team are going overseas. So it's not as if they're staying in Australia to compete in competition. They're going into obviously a difficult circumstance. It protects their health and welfare. Well, there's duty of care. It's not really huge. I mean, not putting any load on the public rollout, which seems to be the one that people talk about most.
The Games are scheduled to get underway on the 23rd of July. Well, now tomorrow's weather. Perth, showers and 25. Adelaide, sunny and 24. Similar in Melbourne, 19. Hobart, a shower or two, 19. Canberra, sunny and 21. Similar for Wollongong, 23. Sydney, similar conditions, 24. Newcastle, sunny and 24. Brisbane, a shower or two, 25. Cairns, showers and 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 33 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.